CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver and Pueblo counties have suspended jury trials through mid-February because of high COVID-19 numbers. Similar orders were issued last week in Boulder and in Weld counties. Both Weld and Pueblo are seeing nearly a third of COVID-19 tests come back positive. Denver counties are slightly below that. Work on the long-awaited Arkansas Valley Conduit could begin this year. It may include revised plans to reduce the length of the pipeline. Once completed, it'll bring clean drinking water from the Pueblo Reservoir to six counties in the lower Arkansas River Valley. Sam Braverman manages the project for the Bureau of Reclamation, one agency responsible for the work.
There's thousands of people in the lower Arkansas Valley that literally can't drink the water from their tap because it's contaminated with radionuclides, things like radium and uranium.
The conduit was authorized in the 60s, but stalled off and on because of funding issues. It could cost as much as $610 million. Child care providers in Colorado are getting some help from the state to stay open. A grant program will send eligible providers direct payments to help cover staffing, facility costs, supplies, and more. The state has set aside about $270 million in federal COVID relief money for the effort. The goal, according to officials, is to ensure providers don't go under so that the parents who rely on them can keep going to work and school. Snow is on its way to Colorado tomorrow. The Front Range could see between 2 and 5 inches of snow. You're listening to CPR News.